Go Mule Riders!
A basket of food in a pantry, a backpack over a shoulder of a young student, and a cooling fan on a hot summer's day. The things that bring so much joy when you have such little. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins, reminding you the Salvation Army of Mountain Home provides assistance like this to families in need on a daily basis. Your donation as well as purchasing with the Salvation Army makes all of this possible. Thank you for being a part of this change.
Welcome you back here from Warrior Field on the campus of Little Rock Christian Academy. We're getting ready to start the final quarter with the Warriors of Little Rock Christian leading the Bombers of Mountain Home by a score of 31-13. Tonight's game brought to you in part by United Country Real Estate, serving the Ozarks. Their team includes agents located all across Arkansas and Missouri. Give United Country Realty a call. And by American Safeguard Insurance, Rob Coleman and the team at American Safeguard Insurance are proud to support the local athletes and families, offering insurance for home, auto, life, business, and more. So we'll be Little Rock Christian on at the Mountain Home 36-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors. Walker White in the gun. Inoki to his lined up to his left. Three receivers split out to the right. Inoki takes the handoff, goes across the 30, and near the 25-yard line, looks like they're going to stop him maybe a couple yards shy, about the 27.
We got a flag on the play.
Oh, we sure do.
A little bit of push in there. I'm not sure which way it's going to go.
Yeah. Officials are still talking about it right now.
If it goes against us, it goes against Ty Hannaford.
Personal foul, face mask against Mountain Home. And so that's going to add another 15 yards to the end of that play. So that will definitely be enough to move the chains for the Warriors. See where they are. Actually, there, I guess there would be half the distance to the goal. So they're going to mark the ball. Looks like at about the 14-yard line there. Or the 13-yard line. So first and 10 for Christian at the 13 of Mountain Home. White takes a snap, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield.
Robert Dovers comes through. Like I said, he's been wearing out those tackles all night. He comes up, and he finally gets to hit number 4.
About a 7-yard loss on that play.
Yeah. Well, he's been trying to get after Walker White all night long. He finally got a shot.
So second and believe a 16. Well, they looks like they're – they're going to say a 6-yard loss. So second and 16 coming up for Christian. Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to his right side. Two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. They fakes the handoff to Inoki and throws a short pass to Ross. And he's going to gain some of those yards back. Third down coming up for
another flag?
Oh, wow. Well, this one's
that's
in the
back. That's way from the play.
Yeah. But where it's at, that you think that might be on the offense, though.
Yeah. Should be.
11:02 left to play in the game. 31-13, Little Rock Christian up. Officials are talking. Still waiting on it.
Talking it over.
Okay. An illegal shift on Little Rock Christian. So they're...
So it's going to be second and
a lot.
And a mile.
Yep. So they're going to put the ball.
20, is that 5 or 10? Yeah, it's only 5.
Yep.
So 9.
Yeah, it's 5-yard penalty. So it looks like the ball is at about the 20, 25 or 26 there. So it's second and about 21. Yeah, second and 21. White hands it off to Inoki. He gets it across the 25, across the 20. Where, let's see.
Got a little bit of it.
No, let's see. They're gonna say he stopped just shy of the 20 at the 21. So so third and 16 coming up for Little Rock Christian. Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to his right side. Three receivers split out to the left. White back to throw. He throws it for the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown.
Number three, Cooper Longwood there. The 6'5", 165-pound senior just hauls it in the back of the end zone. Untouched. Touchdown.
16-yard pass play from White to Longworth. 10-15 left to play in the game. Well, now that makes it a 24-point lead, but there's still an extra point pending, too. Grayson Hoover back to kick for Little Rock Christian. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 10-15 left to play in the game, it is the Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home with 38-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm here with the shooter, Pat Bradley, for Saracen Casino Resort.
There's Vegas, and then there's Vegas, Arkansas style. Experience all the fun and games of 2,000 slots, 45 table games, poker, and world-class dining right here at Arkansas's favorite place to win, Saracen Casino.
Just like you're shooting, Pat, Saracen is so pure.
You know what they say, if you can actually do it, it ain't bragging.
Join us at Saracen Casino Resort, only 40 minutes from Little Rock.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Elville Mountain Home. Grayson Hoover back to kick off for Little Rock Christian with 10-15 left to play in the game. They lead Mountain Home with 38-13. Another end-over-end kick for Hoover, and it is fielded inside the 10 by Fox. He gets it across the 20 to across the 25. He's still on his feet to across the 40 to about, and it's going to be finally brought down at about the 43-yard line, I believe. Yep. Good return and no flags on the field.
Yeah, that actually wasn't Fox that time. That was Dylan Drury.
Oh, okay.
Up the sideline, hitting the hole hard.
Yep.
Good job.
All right.
We're just so used to seeing Fox get it and run that fast.
Yeah, well, on that side of the field, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first and 10 for Mountain Home at their own 43-yard line. 10-06 left to play in this game as they trail by 25. Mounts home once again in the gun. Cade Yates to throw on the left side and falls incomplete on the short pass play.
Looked like the defender beat the ball there.
Yeah.
Looking for a pass interference.
It's looking like a dangerous throw no matter what, though.
It is. There's about three guys standing over there. That's way too much traffic to be delivering a ball in.
Yep. So second and 10 at the 43. 10-04 left to play. Yates once again in the gun. I believe that's Hubbard with him in the backfield. It is, and Yates back to throw. Tries to throw a pass, and Hubbard tried the one-handed catch. He couldn't haul it in, and it falls incomplete again.
Man, they're trying to set up a great screen pass there. They had all the guys in place, just couldn't haul the pass in. If he catches that, that's first down.
So third and 10 now for Mountain Home. 9:59, let's play in the game. Anton once again in the gun. Cade Yates with Chris Hubbard to his left side. Three receivers split out to the left, one to the right. I'm sorry, three receivers to the right. Now Yates is going to try another pass play. This one is caught, and looks like, I believe that's Milburn there on the reception.
It was.
And he's going to get it across into Little Rock Christian territory, down to the 43 of the Warriors, and so move the chains, Mount Home with another first down.
So Milton and Palmer there run a route that actually allows them to run the two defenders into each other. Milburn comes in with a haul in the pass. Great, great catch there.
14-yard pass play from Yates to Milburn. He fakes a handoff and tries to throw a deep pass to Barnett. He just goes off his fingertips and falls incomplete.
Man, Barnett had that one. He just let it go.
Yep. Second and 10 for Mountain Home at the Christian 43-yard line. 9:46 left to play in the game. 38-13, Warriors up.
Well,
Two teams getting ready to line up. Mount Home once again in the gun. Cade Yates with Chris Hubbard to his left. Three receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Yates with a delayed handoff to Hubbard. He gets it across the, it looks like actually down to the 40-yard line. They're going to give him a 3-yard gain on that. Third and 7 coming up for the Bombers. I thought he was going to be tackled in the backfield. He gained a little something out of nothing there.
He did. He did that defense and broke through the line of scrimmage and got a hand on him, but he's able to slip free and get a few yards on it.
Third and 7 for the Bombers. The clock continuing to run with 9:17. Yates in the gun, fakes a handoff. Now he's looking to throw it, and he's going to be sacked. Well, they got in the backfield in a hurry, the Rock Christian did.
I mean, he can't throw the ball to the line, doesn't give any protection, and they're not protecting him. They're coming through the line untouched. Yep. You know, that's just your quarterback. You can see a little frustration in his eyes.
7-yard loss as the ball goes to the 50, and looks like Mount Home is going to punt with 8:50 left.
I mean, they're only rushing three, bringing a linebacker or two, so we'll call it four, but we should be able to block that.
Yeah. Barnett with the kick. Looks like this one's a little more of a spiral, and it will hit inside the 20, go inside the 10, actually, and bounce back at the 10, and that's where Christian's going to take over after a 40-yard punt by Brady Barnett.
Really hoping your offense could put some points on the board there, and this couldn't happen. So
Little Rock Christian will take over at their own 10-yard line as they lead by 25. Walker White in the gun, and Ronnie Inoki to his left side. Three receivers split out to the right. The handoff goes to Inoki. He gets it across the 15 and gets it into about the, I think about the 18-yard line there. And it looks like Christian has a player shaken up there, and so they're going to stop the clock while they look at the injured player.
I think that might be one of their tackles.
Yeah. Let's see.
51.
Yeah, I believe that's right, and that is. Believe that's Jack Davis there. So.
Lieutenant Davis, it looks like number 63, Parker Dickinson, is going to come in to replace him.
Yeah. So he's still down on the ground. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break while they look at him. With 8:15, let's play in the game. It is Little Rock Christian League, Mountain Home, 38-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
So Jack Davis was able to come off the field on his own 2 feet. It is Ronnie Inoki getting the handoff once again on a second and 2. And he looks like he's got enough for the first down. He does as they move the chains. He needed two. He got three, actually, on that play. So Davis is going to come right back in. Looks like he's not too bad there. 7:43, let's play in the game. It is Little Rock Christian with the ball on their own 21-yard line. They lead 38-13. First and 10, White in the gun. He's going to hand off once again to Inoki. He gets it across the 25, across the 30, and to about the 32-yard line, gain of 11. That's enough. Once again, enough for a first down. Well, that is a good running back right there in Inoki.
I'm telling you. I mean, for only being a sophomore, I mean, this guy could play next level.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely going to get some looks. He's going to come check out of the game and be replaced by Sampson.
Yeah, and I venture to say he's probably got already over 200 yards tonight if he had 100 in the first. So
yeah.
He definitely earned his keep tonight.
Yes, he did. 7:07, let's play in the game. White in the gun, Sampson to his right side. He's going to hand it off to Sampson. He gets it across the 40, across the 50, and he may take this one to the house. Across down to the 30, to the 20, and he is going to be caught from behind. Wow. bring in some fresh legs, and that's what happens, I guess.
I mean, that's how they scored two of their touchdowns tonight. They've just snuck through, and our guys aren't wrapping up, so they're not making the tackle there. He's squeaking through the line and just takes off. And luckily, Robert Dover has chased him down now twice.
So he was tackled at the 13-yard line of Mountain Home. And so they're back in the red zone with 6:48 left to play in the game. Walker White back in the gun. Sampson to his right side. Three receivers split out to the right for the Warriors. White will hand it off once again to Sampson. He gets it across the 10, and he looks like he's going to be brought down at the 9 for about a 4-yard gain there. Second and 6 coming up for Little Rock Christian.
No substitutions yet by Little Rock Christian.
Except at running back, that's it. That's about it.
That's it.
Over 6 minutes left to play. 10 seconds left on the play clock. White in the gun. Sampson to his left side. Three receivers split out to the right. And he's going to hand it off once again to Sampson. Why not? As he gets it near the 5.
They blew the whistle.
They're going to say
Ty Hannaford strips the ball after the whistle blows, and he took off down the field, but it was unfortunately just a little too late.
Yep. Now Noki's coming right back in.
Yeah, I didn't figure he was done yet. If they hadn't substituted anybody else, they'd just give him a breather for a minute.
5:32 left to play in the game. A 25-point lead for Little Rock Christian. White in the gun. Inoki to his right. Three receivers split out to the right. He's going to hand it once again to Inoki across the 10, across the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown. 7-yard gain for Ronnie Inoki to punch it once again into the end zone with 5:16 left to play in the game.
Well, Matt, you know, they've hooked their wagon to Inoki all night long, and
it's paid
off.
Why not
let him score the touchdown here? I mean, he has pretty much single-handedly won this game for them tonight.
Grayson Hoover back to kick to kick the extra point for Little Rock Christian. Right now it's a 31-point lead, but we're going to tack on to that. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 5:16 left to play in the game, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 45-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Well, Little Rock Christian punches into the end zone once again off the legs of Ronnie Inoki as they lead it now 45-13 with 5:16 left to play in the game. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Ozarks team. Let the award-winning and experienced team of the Ozarks team help you whether it's buying or selling. The Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty. Let's get moving together. Be sure to check out the Ozarks team at enjoytheozarks.com. Grayson Hoover back to kick for Christian, and it is fielded by Drury. He gets it across the 30 and two down at about the 33-yard line, and that's where Mount Holmes is going to take over with 5:12 left.
I'd like to see the offense put some more points on the board here. Finish strong.
So Mount Holmes will start at the 33.
And now you start to see substitutions by Little Rock Christian.
Yep. Didn't see much on the offense except for the running back. Now they're starting to bring him in on defense. I believe that is Yates in the gun. He's going to drift to the left side, looking to throw it, and he finally does throw it away. He was well out of the tackle, so that's definitely not going to be a grounding call.
Yeah, it looks like they've substituted their secondary, and they've made a couple of line swaps there. So, yeah, you're starting to see some of the backups come in. let these other guys get on to homecoming, unfortunately.
Yep. Second and 10 at the 33 for Mountain Home. Cade Yates looks like will line up once again in the gun. Jacob Chenoweth will be there in the backfield with him. To his left, two receivers split out on each side. Now Barnett goes in motion from the right side to the left. Yates back to throw once again, and this pass is blocked right there in the backfield, incomplete. And I think a flag is down with 5:01 left to play in the game.
I mean, that guy's coming off the edge. You got to pick him up. He's right there in your face. Let's see what the flag is.
Cooper Jones a little shaken up on that play for Christian, it looked like. And he is going to come out of the game.
I'm dead. I'm off.
So, sorry, missed the play. That looks like it was on Mountain Home, and the penalty was declined.
Declined it.
Okay. So third and 10 for Mountain Home with 5:01 let's play in the game. Yates once again in the gun, Chenoweth to his right side. Three receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Cade Yates back to pass. And now he's going to throw it to across the midfield. Tried to throw it to Anthony Milburn, and the ball was knocked away by Little Rock Christian. Good defense by the Warriors.
Yeah, it was. He just made a good break on the ball and just knocked it right out of Milburn's hands.
So three and out. So looks like it is going to be a three and out once again for Mountain Home. They will punt it with 4:54 left to play in the game. Brady Marnette back to punt for the Bombers. And I don't see a return man for Christian.
I don't think they think they're punting it.
Well, now they're going to have to now because it goes sails over the head of Barnett. He is able to get the kick away,
did
though.
Did it touch one of them? Grab it.
I don't know.
I think it touched one of them. I'd grab the ball.
They're going to say no, it didn't.
So sure looked like it.
they will be downed by Mountain Home at the Christian 47-yard line. After a bad snap, they were fortunate to at least get the kickoff.
Yeah, they went right over Barnett's head. Heads up play there, grabbing it, kicking it, trying to make something out of nothing. He swivels it across the middle. Looked like it touched one of their players, but they didn't see it. And the ball's look what 40 on the 47.
So that's where Christian will take over. First and 10. White in the gun. Sampson to his left. He's going to hand it off to Sampson. He gets it to near the 50. And I think that's where they're going to mark him down. So a three-yard gain on first down for Sampson.
And now it looks like they're starting to make some. Yep, they've taken out their starting quarterback.
Oh, yes, they
starting
have.
Starting running back.
Let's see who they.
Two receivers. And looks like number 17 is the backup quarterback.
Yep, and that is Tate Collins. He's going to take the snaps now and the shotgun. Sampson to his left side. Three receiver. Now he moves over to the right. Three receivers split out to the right on second and 7 from the 50. The handoff goes to Sampson. He gets across the 50 and down to about the 45-yard line. And another 5-yard gain on that to play for Sampson. Second and 2 coming up for the Warriors. 3:50 left to play in the game. It is a 32-point lead for Little Rock Christian. And they're using all this clock, it looks like, as we're just a little over 3.5 minutes left. Christian once again in the gun. Collins will hand it off to Sampson. And he avoids tackles in the backfield, and he's going to get the first down, down to about the 41-yard line, and a late flag coming out. And I don't know if they're going to call a face mask on that or not.
Yeah, Ty Hannaford grabbed him by the head.
Okay.
They're not going to let that stand.
Yep, personal foul, face mask on Mountain Home. So they'll add another 15 yards to that play. So it looks like the ball will go to the 26 of Mountain Home.
Mm. You can see some frustration in some of the Bombers.
Yep. 3:19 left to play in the game as the official walks it off an additional 15 yards. 32-point lead for Christian, 45-13 our score. So it'll be first and 10 at the 26. Collins once again in the gun. Sampson to his right side. Two receivers split out to the right now. One goes in motion. The handoff goes to Sampson. He gets it across the 25 to about the 23-yard line, I believe. So it's about a 3-yard gain on first down. Second and 7 coming up.
It was just a massive hole they're opening up right there between the tackles. I mean, even with the subs in, they're still creating pass for the running backs to run in.
Mm-hmm. Second and 7 at the 23 with a little over 2.5 minutes left to play. Collins once again in the gun. Sampson to his right side. Two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Sampson will hand it off to, get the handoff across the 20, across the 15, down near the 10-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. I think they're going to mark him down at about the 11-yard line. So move the chains for Little Rock Christian with 2:13 left. Tell you, that's a good backup to have there. We have fresh legs, I guess.
I mean, they just next man up. I mean, you can tell they've got some depth in their roster.
Sure do. So first and 10, they're going to mark the, actually marked it at the 12-yard line. A little over two minutes left to play in this game. They stop the clock? Well, they started back up now, so. So it is Collins once again in the gun. Looks like, actually, they're going to change that to a pistol formation, looks like.
Looks like they're going to go victory.
Oh, yeah, they might. They're letting all the play clock run as much as they can.
Yeah, it's first down. They'll knee on a couple times. And
yep.
They're ready to get onto the homecoming festivities, Matt.
Yes, they are. Less than a minute and a half. And Collins is going back up a few yards and then take a knee and then let the clock run. Down to 1:18 left.
Take two more knees and
that should
call
it
a
it.
Game.
Yep. So with the loss, Mount Holmes is going to fall to 0-7 on the season, 0-5 in the 5A West and 6A West. I'm thinking basketball for whatever reason. Little Rock Christian is going to improve to 4-2 and 2-2.
Yeah, Mountain Home's going to get a little time to rest with a bye week next week, and then the next three games on the schedule matter winnable.
Yep.
And so I'm excited to see what they do in the off week, what they get together and.
So another knee taken by Tate Collins, and that might do it. I don't know if they have to snap it one more time. I don't think they will.
Yeah. Yeah, game clock is just a half a second faster than play clock,
yes,
so that'll
is.
Be all she wrote.
That is going to do it as the clock runs down. Mountain Home is going to suffer the 32-point loss tonight. Our final score, Little Rock Christian defeats Mountain Home 45-13. We'll start the Knox Orthopedics postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate release melatonin and extended release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better, wake your best.
Wake up, football fans. It's a Sunday morning encore, live from the UK.
Take your seat.
Only on NFL Network.
Showtime, the game's beginning.
Some of the brightest stars in the game are ready to light up London.
Let's go!
Giants.
He throws it left and makes the catch.
Packers.
Rodgers going deep. Touchdown!
Wake up early and watch with the world. It's Sunday morning football.
Born to win.
Sunday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Only on NFL Network.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is adding more convenient banking across Arkansas. An exciting new MVP Center will soon be up and running in Mountain Home at the East Branch on Highway 62. The MVP Center is interactive teller machines with real tellers on screen to make nearly all your bank transactions faster and easier. Plus, the hours are more convenient, 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 till noon on Saturdays. Always finding a better way at Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And a brighter day ahead.
In the communities we serve, we know your energy is best spent on the things you enjoy. That's why we're helping you save your energy with natural gas. With more efficiency than other fuel sources, save your energy for taco night. Or singing in the shower with faster water heater recovery, even for cozier comfort with gas dryers and fireplaces. All while doing a little more to save the planet. So save your energy and money with natural gas. And if you already are, keep saving with Summit Utilities. Learn more at summitutilities.com/benefits.
Hi, this is Becky with River City Flooring. I hope everyone is enjoying the changing of the seasons in the beautiful Ozarks. You might know that River City Flooring does all types of flooring from LVP to tile, engineered hardwoods to real hardwood flooring, custom showers, and countertops. But did you know we also restore your old wood? We will strip off the old finish, prep, and do a custom stain with top quality finish coats. River City Flooring, where quality matters and our number one priority is you.
The House of Realty isn't just a clever play on a name. It's the place to find quality realtors who help with buying and selling real estate. Are you downsizing? Need commercial property for that business you've always wanted? River property? The House of Realty, owner broker Dick House and his staff have represented the area for 50 years, so you can trust their knowledge. And they'll never let the ball drop when it comes to your deal. House of Realty, proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, 701 South College, 425-5555.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It's time for families to...